Hello, thank you for joining us today. We invite you to connect with us on all our social media outlets. Now, let's go to the message.
The book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. You may be seated. I want to talk to you today on the subject, God loves mornings. God loves morning. Let me share with you this little story and little poem. I shared it a year or two ago, but it's something that I think about. Louise Fletcher, born in the last part of the 19th century, was a poet from Indiana. She was from a very wealthy family, but it was just wrought with pain and problems and many divorces and suicides in her family. She had a daughter that was reported to be schizophrenic, and at 16 years of age, her daughter committed suicide. And shortly thereafter, Louisa wrote this poem. I wish there were some wonderful place in the land of beginning again, where all our mistakes and all our heartaches and all of our poor selfish grief could be dropped like a shabby old coat at the door and never put on again. I wished we could come on it all unaware, like the hunter who finds a lost trail. I wish that the one whom our blindness had done the greatest injustice of all could be there at the gates like an old friend that waits for the comrade he's gladdest to hail. We would find all things we intended to do but forgot and remembered too late, little praises unspoken, little promises broken, and all the thousand and one, little duties neglected that might have perfected the day for one less fortunate. It wouldn't be possible not to be kind in the land of beginning again. And the ones we misjudged and the ones whom we grudged their moments of victory here would find in the grasp of our loving hand clasp more than penitent lips could explain. So I wish there was some wonderful place called the land of beginning again, where all our mistakes and all our heartaches and all of our poor selfish grief could be dropped like a shabby old coat at the door and never put on again. This woman wrote this pitiful, plaintive plea, and then she died. Written by a woman that unfortunately never found the God that I have, or she would have known that what she was writing was not just a wish, but it could become a reality. And that's what I'm here for today. To turn somebody's wish into a reality. That's what a preacher should be doing, because I can tell you every prodigal in every pig pen wants to go home. I can tell you every inmate in every jail wants to be released. I can tell you every sick person in every hospital wants to be healed. Every lost person wants to be found. Every blind person wants to see. And so the obligation of the pulpit and the preacher is to turn wishes into reality. And we have the power of God to do that with God's word, because his word is more powerful than any two-edged sword. It can call those things that be not as though they were. If you want to know God, you have to know that God is a God of patterns. Learn his patterns and you will know God. He's a God of the morning. Thus, there is always something to look forward to. No matter how dark the day is or how black the night, he's a God of the morning. There's always something to look for. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. That's not only an encouraging scripture, my friend. It is the principle of the Word of God and the principle of the nature of God and the principle of life itself. That weeping may endure for the night, but joy is coming in the morning. If you can sojourn through, and if you can receive your faith from God's word, no matter what it is, the morning can be turned to rejoicing at the break of day. Not only is my text the greatest consolation in the entire Bible, it is where it is found that is important. Of all places, not in the Gospel of John, not in the encouragement of the book of Psalms, but it's found in the book of Lamentations, the book of tears, the chronicles of Israel's greatest failure and God's greatest disappointment in his people comes this verse, that his mercy is fresh every morning. What a place for that to be included in the scripture. A time when Israel should have quit and God should have thrown in the towel and concluded that humanity was beyond redemption. God comes out with this masterpiece. God said, my compassions fail not. My faithfulness is greater than your failures, and beyond all, my mercy is new every morning. God loves morning. Let me tell you, on this first Sunday of 2021, it's morning in America. It's morning in Texas. It's morning in San Antonio. It's morning in Living Way. It's morning in heaven. And most of all, it can be morning in your heart. The Bible said in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 9, we have a more sure word of prophecy, or we have a more sure word of promise. Whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. We have gone through the dark night of 2020, but praise God, the day star is rising. If you will put your faith in God's word, your more sure word. I like what it says. It says God's more sure word, more sure word. Emphasizing it to the nth degree, more sure word of promise. The morning day star will rise in your heart. Jesus Christ fought Satan and won. Jesus Christ defeated Satan in so many areas. A little known verse, Isaiah 14 and 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? You have to understand the story. Satan was the number one archangel of the Bible, of creation. And God placed him in so many places of responsibility. He had him in responsibility of worship, responsibility of music. And might I hasten to say in a little sidebar here today, the worship in this building was absolutely awesome. From the pews, but here on this platform, I keep thinking this worship team can't get better. Your greatest competitor is yourself, and you keep outdoing yourself. You just get better and better, folks. And praise God, when you were worshiping today, I'm not a musical person, so it takes a lot to get to me. But you were awesome, and I could feel God just walking into this place when you were worshiping. And Lucifer was in charge of that. And so when he became the first disgruntled employee, the first disgruntled church member, when he became that, God fought with him and said, you can leave. In fact, I'm going to throw you out, but you're not going to take anything with you. And God stripped him of his name, stripped him of his authority, stripped him of his power. But Satan was in charge of mornings, and he said, you're no longer in charge of mornings. I keep that for myself, because every day when people arise, I'm going to be their God, and I'm going to be there to give them fresh mercy every morning. Because of Jesus' victory, regardless of the hell I find myself in, I can mount up with the wings of the morning. If I ascend up into heaven, the psalmist said, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, and we all have, we've done things so tragic that it brought pain to our life. And we literally said, as I heard a preacher say on television the other day, and he's a holiness preacher, and I was just shocked at his language, but he said, 2020 has been a hell of a year. It was a terrible thing to say. I wanted to chastise him, but I couldn't disagree. But if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there, because God loves mornings. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, God is there. What does it mean when we say, according to this scripture, that my mercy is new every morning? What does that really mean? It means more than we can understand or comprehend. It means, as the psalmist David said, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression. When we say God's mercy is new every morning, we're saying God's got his blotter out. What that means, that everything that happened yesterday that was bad in your life, God blotted it out. It's as if it never happened. What a God we serve. It means not only has God got his blotter out when we say his mercy is fresh every morning, it means God's memory fails. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Your mom-in-law remembers it. Your spouse might remember it, but God said, I no longer remember against you. One of the greatest preachers I've ever heard in my life pastored in Port Arthur, Texas. He was a unique individual, and he said that he did something so heinous that it embarrassed him. He didn't say what it was. It was after he was already saved. And he said, so every day of my life in my daily devotion and daily prayers, I would repent of that sin. It went on for years. And finally, God said, I am so tired of hearing you pray. He said, what do you mean, God? He said, you keep talking about things that I don't even know. I don't remember what you're talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, when God's mercy is fresh every morning, not only does God take his blotter out, but also his memory fails him. Not only does he blot it out and his memory fails to recall the mistakes that you have made, the Bible said that he takes your sins and he casts all your sins into the depth of the sea. When we say his mercy is fresh every morning, the blotter is out, the memory fails, and the casting begins. He casts it into the sea. Not only that, when we say God's mercy is fresh every morning, we're saying the books are cooked. That's an expression where that means somebody is really not recording everything they should, or they misrecord that. In Romans chapter 4 and verse 8, the Bible said, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. You know, there are a lot of people that would like to point out your mistakes and failures of days gone by. But if you go to God's books, it's not even recorded there. He did not impute it. There is a little known verse in Job chapter 31. And it's Job in the very depth of his despair, in the very zenith of the attack. And Job says this. He said, oh, I would to God. That the adversary that wrote a book against me would bring that book to me, because that book has been so altered by the Redeemer of my life that I would take that book that was meant to be a railing accusation against me and I would show it to the whole world. In fact, he said, I would bind that book to my shoulder and carry it everywhere I went. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, when we realize that God's mercy is fresh every morning, we have to realize that God has fixed the books, and what was meant to be a railing accusation against you is now a testimony for you. That's how much God is on your side. Our response is to rejoice in the Lord. It's not to be remorseful about our failures and our past, but to rejoice in the God of our redemption, because, praise God, his mercy is fresh every morning. Our sins are forgiven. Whose sins are covered, Romans 4 and 7 says. And then when you understand this, you've got to understand this to get this. But when you understand the blotting, the forgetting, the cooking of the books, then you can do this. The Bible said in Exodus 16, in the midst of the wilderness, God sent them out and said, I am going to give you manna every morning. Manna was the sweet bread that God would sustain them with. Ladies and gentlemen, God wants to replace the bitterness of your sin, your failure, and your mistake with the sweet manna, and he wants it to be fresh every morning. But then he warned them, said, don't gather it and try to hold it over, because the Bible said it'll breed worms and stink if you do. God wants you to get up every morning and see it as a brand new canvas. When I was a little boy, I used to get a little white notebook, and when I got a new one, I was so proud. I hated those stubby pencils. I wanted a brand new long pencil. I still like new things. I like new clothes, new cars, new shoes. Oh, I love new socks. They just make my feet feel so good. I just love new things. I love new converts. I love new songs, new praise, new worship. And God loves new songs. And so he said, every day of your life, get up. Don't try to feast on yesterday's manna, but realize that he is the God of newness and the God of today. I want to tell you that 2021 is a brand new beginning, a brand new day. It's morning in your life. It's morning at Living Way. And we need to rejoice and praise like we never, ever have before. The worst night of Peter's life is when he was overcome by the peer pressure of the moment. And he cursed and said, I don't know who Jesus is. I never heard of him. He went back to his old ways and became an old self. It was a bitter night. And then the Bible said he wept bitterly because he succumbed to the wrong psychology of humanity. And that is, it can't ever be right again. That's the devil's message. It can't never be fixed. It's perpetually broken. The devil loves the story of Humpty Dumpty, but that has no place in the Christian's life because God can put the worst life back together again. God can cause the dream to be born again. Remember, he boasted and said, I am the resurrection. That means the dead can live again. Nobody's ever said that. Muhammad didn't say that. Nobody's ever said that except Jesus. He said, I am the resurrection. But Peter wept bitterly because he didn't understand the power of the gospel to put it back together again. But then there is this verse in John 21:4. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you the morning has come and Jesus stands on the shore. And it doesn't matter how bitter the night has been, Jesus is here. And the Bible said that he said, come unto me and dine. And none of the disciples dare ask him, who art thou, knowing it was the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you that Jesus Christ is victorious over everything. And that includes COVID-19 and 2020. And that God is in this room now. And the promise is, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the world, into the world. And so, my friend, I celebrate, I shout, I praise God. This is the greatest moment of my life. It's called the dilemma of the twilight. At least I call it that. The Bible said the four lepers were thrown out of the city of Samaria because they were contagious. They had leprosy. In the city of Samaria, they were starving to death from a great famine. They were besieged all around by the Syrians. And they were holed up there starving to death to the place that they had resorted to cannibalism. The four lepers had been thrown outside the city and they were sitting by the gate, starving to death, dying of leprosy. But then the Bible said it was twilight. And they rose up in the twilight and their announcement was this, why sit we here till we die? Let us go. And the Bible said while they went, the Lord made the noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And the Syrians that were their enemies heard that noise and they fled. But the key is the Bible said they rose up in twilight. The ambiguity of twilight needs to be explained. Look at the dictionary. Twilight, the soft diffused light from the sky when the sun is below the horizon, either from daybreak to sunrise. I thought the twilight was in the evening. My brother-in-law said, no, it's in the morning. And so I looked at it and found it can be either or. The sun is below the horizon, either from daybreak or sunrise, or more commonly from sunset to nightfall. So it's the dilemma of twilight. The question is, as we come to 2021, do you call twilight the setting of the sun or the rising of the sun? I call twilight the rising of the sun. A new dawn is day. A new day is dawning. And I will see things that these eyes have never seen. I will taste things that this tongue has never tasted. I'll rejoice in things that I've never known. For it is a new day. And God said, I'm still God all by myself. And there is none like me. There is none like me. And so, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what pain we have suffered, no matter what dilemma we have faced in 2021, can I tell you, we have to rise up. And as we rise up, God will amplify everything that we do. If you praise God, He will amplify your voice like He amplified the footfall of the four lepers and turned it into an army. If you praise God, will amplify your praise, for our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. When they go through God, they get bigger and stronger and powerful. When I give a dollar, God can turn it to $1,000. When I say hallelujah, He can turn it to a choir praising Him. Ladies and gentlemen, it is twilight. It is the rising of the sun. It's a brand new day, and God is calling us to reach out and get it. Jesus is called the day star, and the day star is rising, and there is a new opportunity that we have never faced before, never faced before. I heard a story about a day gone by before there was electricity. They had what they called lamp lighters, and every evening they would light the lamps. But it was not only their responsible to light the lamps, it was their responsible at the break of the day to put the lights out. And one day a guy said, I'd like to go with you today to put the lights out. And they'd put a light out, and they'd move to the next one, and they'd put the light out. And finally he said, you see, I'm always moving toward the light, son. Always moving toward the light. He said, but you've got a problem. You're getting ready to put the last light out. What's going to happen then? He said, it'll be morning then. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that God has prepared for His people something that we have never seen. There is a light show that is about to happen in the history of the church. And as I preached on Wednesday night, it's not a time for us to leave. It's a time for us to prosper according to the Word of God. This is our biggest opportunity. This is our best day. This is our highest calling. This is what we were prepared for. This is the reason why God saved you for 2021, because you are going to do something you've never done before, to possess something that you've never possessed before, and to manifest something that you have never manifested before. And your friends and your family that have gainsaid your Christianity are going to have to give up and say, wow, it really did work for you, didn't it? You got saved all those years ago, but look what the Lord has done now, for your best days are about to be manifested. Would you stand on your feet, lift your hands, and give God some praise as the sun rises in your life in 2021. Give God some big praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. As a preacher, your role is encouragement. But as a preacher, you better, as David did, develop the ability to encourage yourself. Friend, I have encouraged myself to the place that I am ecstatic, to the place that I am overwhelmed, to the place that I'm out of my flesh and I'm in the Spirit. My expectation is off the chart. I believe that God is going to roll back the scroll and pour out upon us His Spirit and His blessing that we have never, ever seen before. If God can take two kids 46 years ago that didn't know a person in San Antonio and build this church, what can He do now with Pastor Brandon, Sister Mandy, all of you people? What God has given us as resources, ladies and gentlemen, there is a day star rising, and don't be left out. Tomorrow about this time, He said, something's going to happen. And the guy said, I don't believe it. And the Bible said he became a doormat to those that walked in the blessing of the Lord. I don't want to be a doormat. I want to participate in what God is about to do. Can you give the Lord a big praise, the Lord? Can you give the Lord a big applause? If there's somebody in this building today that you've lost a job, or perhaps you, like me, have lost friends to COVID-19. I've lost friends all over America. Preachers that I knew that were my age, some of them younger, have gone on to their reward. And I will miss them every day of my life. But it cannot tamp down what God is speaking to my spirit. And perhaps you've lost a job, or you've lost a friend, or you've lost something precious to you in 2020. And you said, I'm not sure how I was going to go on. If that's you, if something negative has happened to you or threatening to happen to you, I challenge you to get out of your chair and walk up here and say, right now, Pastor, I want you to join with me in Jesus' name, that it's not going to be the sunset of my life, but it's going to be the twilight, the sunrise of my life. A new day, a new thing is going to happen. If that's you, if you can...